Hello, what is up guys? Eman from Peso Smart PH here. Welcome sa panibagong episode. Shout out to all the podcast listeners as well. I appreciate you all. Today, we're gonna talk about Meditations ni Marcus Aurelius. So, first off, who was Marcus Aurelius? So, he was the adopted son of Antoninus Pius. And he was the Roman Emperor from 161 to 180 AD. And he's a very famous philosopher. And then he held the Roman Empire together while facing a pandemic, the Parthian War, and Germanic Wars. So by the way, this is going to be a like 12-part series. I say 12 books or 12 chapters yung Meditations. And medyo mahirap i-compress sa isang or pagsama-samahin sa isang episode yung mga points na pwede natin pag-usapan dito sa libro. So in the first book of Meditations, which is Deaths and Lessons, Marcus mentioned his parents, teachers, friends, and colleagues. He thanked them and listed the lessons he learned from all of them. That's why yung tawag dun sa first chapter or sa first book is Debts and Lessons. And then he mentioned his father's integrity and manliness. I interpreted this as doing the right thing always, even if no one sees it and even if nobody's watching. So balik dun sa point ng integrity. And then the next point is about investing in your knowledge. He said to, quote, hire good private teachers and accept the resulting costs as money well spent. So, diba, sometimes if we're trying to improve ourselves or, for example, buying a course, enrolling sa isang course, or buying books, or, yeah, in general, pagkakabayad ka to, like, get extra knowledge or to be more knowledgeable in something. So sometimes they say, sayang lang, sayang yung pera dyan, dapat libre lang, di ba? But yeah, they shouldn't compel you to buy the next fancy sounding course, of course. Kasi ang dami rin mga snake oil salesman dyan na basura lang din naman yung tinuturo. So yeah, hindi mo dapat bilhin yung next na fancy sounding course that flashes on your screen as an ad. The contrary, to be honest. So you have to be careful. You have to carefully choose who your influences are, and you have to be meticulous where you get your information and knowledge from. Marcus said that we shouldn't waste time on nonsense. This reminds us that time is our most valuable resource. So sometimes we get it twisted and we value money more than our time. And we have to remember that we can never recover nor create time. So once it's spent, it is lost. While money on the other hand, it can be earned and it's in abundance if you know where to look. And he said that we have to keep an open mind. You have to hear unwelcome truths. He said not display anger or other emotions. So this doesn't mean that you wear your poker face all of the time and become an emotionless robot. This just urges us to control our emotions and be on top of it. Our mind has that power. And don't let anyone hear you complain, not even yourself. So I think a lot of us do this, like subconsciously. If there's something we don't want to do, we complain, we whine. If there's something that's hard to do, we complain, we whine. So yeah, we have to avoid that. Then self-control and resistance to distractions. We have an endless supply of distractions in today's modern and fast-paced world. We have social media, video streaming apps, and video games that were created and designed for its users to be addicted. So having discipline is very important, and we have to set time limits on these distractions or eliminate them completely. Another thing that really spoke to me in this first book was when he said to do your job without whining. Again, we touched on that earlier. The rain doesn't complain when it drops on fields, on trees, on the ground, or on your cheeks. The wind doesn't whine when you breathe. So why should we humans complain about our jobs as human beings? So we're here for a purpose, and that is to cooperate with each other for the better, or to better our communities, our cities, our countries, and the world. And being self-aware is also very important. So you need to have a sense of when to push further and when to back off. So sometimes it's better to like wave the white flag. Say, even yeah, you can persevere, you can endure more. But sometimes it's healthier if you just change courses, no? Not to be like a quitter, but you just have to pivot. And then we have to be willing to take responsibility and blame when we are wrong. And I think, again, this has something to do with the Filipino culture. We're never wrong. I think yun yung tiro sa atin ng mga boomers natin or Gen X natin ng mga parents. So we can do no wrong, but yeah, we have to be accountable for our actions. So we need to have accountability. And we shouldn't require no praise nor songs when you do the right thing. That's being humble. Kasi, but the right thing, you should do it. And hindi mo kailan mabigyan ng recognition just because you're doing the right thing. That's basically the bare minimum. You have to look at what needs to be done, not the credit to be gained from doing it again. You have to look at what needs to be done, kung anong kailangan gawin, not the credit to be gained from doing it. This is the main issue, I think, this is the main issue or problem in modern politics. Everyone just wants to take credit for everything. And he mentioned his mother towards the end and said, even though she died young, at least my mother spent her last days with me. And yeah, it's important to spend more time with your family, and goes back to time being our most valuable resource. Again, yung mga points na to, it's very important. Time is our most valuable resource. And most of us, we trade time to get money. But yeah, we all start from that perspective, or like that default. But eventually, what we need to do is to use our skills to gain money. So that's much better, di ba? Not trade-off. And you're just gonna work. You're gonna use your time more efficiently, and you can diversify yung field, for example, that you're working on, or you can start that side hustle that you wanted to do for a long time now. Kasi nga, you're using your skill. So, kailangan mo lang din talaga mag-upskill na mag-upskill. And then, eventually, you will be paid more, eventually. Yeah, just a reminder that money is a tool and we have to use it. Hindi dapat din yung main driver palagi sa mga ginagawa natin. I know gas-gas na, but yeah. Money doesn't really make you happy. It solves money problems. Like for example, it will give you the ability to pay your bills on time. If you make a good enough amount of money. And then if for example you're in debt, you're gonna have the ability to pay your debts. And you're gonna be able to buy your needs. So food, shelter, clothing. But then at the end of the day, hindi yun yung kumbaga main goal. It's not to get money, but yeah, to live with a purpose and to do what you want to do with your life every single day. And yeah, some people, they get lucky and bata pa lang sila. Like for example, si Warren Buffett. Alam nila kung anong gagawin nila. And si Warren Buffett, he just wanted to be an investor. And for like 2-3 generations na, or even 4 generations na, kasi 92 na siya, yun yung ginagawa lang niya talaga up until now, and he still enjoys it every single day kahit na 92 na siya. And he's been doing it for I believe more or less 80 plus years na, or tama ba, think 12 siya or 11 unang bumili ng stock, or 13 if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, basically almost 8 years siyang investor and is still doing it now. So that's what we're aspiring to do. I think magandang guide tong meditations. If you haven't read it, then you should probably get one, get a copy. And wag yung digital copy yung kunin niyo. Like, it's much better. Well, for me, personally, it's much better to read yung physical book. So you can write on it, you can fold pages na pwede mong balikan. Like, for example, you're struggling with something, you can go back to that and just read yung mga lines, yung mga sinulat ni Marcos Aurelius before. Kasi, kung ano yung mga nangyari dati, like, we're gonna experience it again today. Even though this book wasn't meant to be, like, published and be consumed or read by other people. Kasi ito, personal journal niya to. And yung mga sinusulat niya is mga bagay na naisip niya, so his thoughts, and mga bagay na kung saan siya nagsastruggle and how he's working on it, how he is dealing with it. So si Marcos, siya yung emperor, so alam natin na malaki yung responsibility na meron siya. So paano ba niya yung na-handle, di ba? So we can learn a lot from this guy talaga. And yeah, that's why I'm sharing it with you guys. Para ma-enganyo din kayo. And if trip nyo, then yeah, go ahead and get a copy of Meditations. And yeah, yung susunod na episodes probably is gonna be shorter or longer. Depended dun sa book, dun sa chapter. But I believe yung book to is a bit shorter. So yeah, we're gonna post that episode in the next coming days. Or probably next week if hindi kaya. But yeah. Let's end the episode here, guys. Sana may natutunan kayo. And if umabot kayo at the end of this video, thank you very much. I appreciate you. And you know what to do. Like, comment, and subscribe to my channel if natripan yung content. Thanks again for watching and listening, everyone. Stay safe. I'll see you on the next episode. Always remember, be peso smart.